This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
The song playing right now in the background, the one, the only, DJ Slick, E-Life, alongside JR, WTF, and OK Malum Cool Cat, Utra. Got me so amped, man. And as I promised you, I'm joined on the line by South African winning hip-hop DJ producer and all-rounder entertainer, man. He goes by the name of DJ Slick. When you hear the tag, Injaya Muslick, oh, you already know it's about to be lit. It's about to be a crazy experience with a new album out. He joins me on the line to share with us all about the album. I've got him right now. Yo, Slick.
Hey, my brother, how you doing?
Man, I'm chilling, man. Are you good?
I'm great. Thanks for that intro. That was a lovely intro.
You deserve your flowers, my G. You deserve your flowers. Being serving us hits from day one, you know?
Yeah. Nah, appreciate that.
Man, a big shout out to you. And thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, Slick. I mean, let's get straight into it. I mean, 2024 has been a good year for hip-hop. We've seen a lot of drops, new artists coming onto the spotlight. How does it feel, man, for you as an artist, you know, to see the genre fighting, even when the main focus is on your Yanos and Three Step?
It feels great, man. I feel like hip-hop is the focal point of everything in culture in general, right?
Uh-huh.
So it's just, it's great to realize and be in a time where it's being appreciated once again. I don't think the appreciation ever went down. I just think like the output went down, you know?
I hear you.
Yeah. The output and quality went down. But, you know, everything is like a cycle, so everything comes back full circle, you know?
Nah, most definitely, my brother. Look, Slick, I mean, I'm a hip-hop DJ myself. So I need to ask you, man, what is your view on the conversation that us hip-hop DJs always play the same old, you know, songs on our sets?
I think for survival, some people are forced to. You get me?
Like, yeah.
If you work at a certain club, I don't want to get too deep, but if you work in a certain club, right?
Yeah.
And they need certain music because of like the certain crowd, right?
Mm.
You have to like do what they say you should do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you have leeway to not be working at one place, maybe working at a couple of places where you book all over, you might have leeway to bend the rules a bit because you're not so dependent on that establishment.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if it makes sense.
No, you're making 100% sense, my brother, because you know what? It gets tough. I feel like people always complain to say, no, DJs need to, you know, introduce us to new music. And I'm like...
But also, I blame the crowd, man.
That's what I'm saying.
They don't give hip-hop the same respect they give Mapiano. Like, Mapiano, it can be like a brand new song. You don't know nothing. Because of those locked drums, you are going wow.
You're going bug. Right? Yes.
So, my thing is, you can play a very hard hip-hop song. It's also like banging, up-tempo. But because you don't know it,
yeah,
you won't vibe it.
That's the problem. Yes, and that's what I was getting
to. Hip-hop is personal.
No,
like,
it is.
It's personal. You have to know it. You have to know the lyrics. It goes with the mood of the song, I guess. You can't just listen to the beats and say, wow.
Exactly.
What a nice song. You have to, like, tune in, you know, understand it and see if you actually like what they're saying.
Uh-huh.
The whole long
Hey, you're gonna get me deep as well, my brother. You're gonna get me deep, but it's all good, man. I mean, we got introduced to you when you dropped Injayam Volume 1, which featured hits like Do Like I Do. 8 years later, here you are dropping Injayam Volume 3, man, the final installment in the trilogy. I mean, what does the end of the trilogy mean for you as Slick?
The end of the trilogy just means from that 2016 era, 15. To now,
yeah,
right, to where hip-hop went up and went down and then now we're on the rise again, right? So I feel like that's a perfect wave if you just look at the graph.
Yeah,
it went up and went down, now it went up again. So you close that chapter and then a new chapter is about to start, so let's start afresh and like the new chapter, because I feel like your hip-hop's gonna go like crazy, like
most definitely.
We don't know where it's gonna go yet, but like we'll see. Right, and I want to be part of that journey, and we'll create something new in that era. You know, it doesn't have to be an Indian, but 4, 5, 6, 10. You know, like, let's create something fresh.
Yeah,
you know, that's all this it means for the end of the series. because it's encapsulated so many periods of hip hop. From 2015 to 2017 to 2018 to AK to Ricky to like the top of it to like, you know, like the beef to filling up the domes, filling up the stadiums to like yo, going crazy.
It's
like
people, yeah.
Instagram has like lived in all those areas till now. So it's like, it's just a nice story to end. Like it's a big story to tell, and it's close the story, guys.
You know? Let's close it and start something new. Most definitely, man. Now let's talk about Injayam Volume 3. I mean, two sides, 11 tracks on side A and 6 tracks on side B. How long was this project in the works, my bro? Because wow, Slick. No ways.
Took about 2 years, man.
Shucks. Damn.
But the hip hop, I started this year and kind of almost finished this year. Just side B took a while because it's a new sound. It's not really a new sound quite though, you know, but it's just with a new take, you know. So yeah, we had to redefine that sound and make sure it's great for us to be able to put out as an example.
All right. No, that's dope, man. I mean, you've worked with 35 of South Africa's most talented artists. How did you go about, you know, choosing who to collab, you know, with, considering this is the third and final Injayam Volume, man?
Took a lot of soul searching. Took a lot of just taking my time with things and feeling things out and understanding what things are and just trying to work with anybody, really. Not really anybody, but like, you know, when things come your way, like energy-wise.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, instead of you going the extra miles, go seek out something that doesn't belong in your space, if I can say that.
Oh, man.
You know, so everyone I reached out to kind of agreed. Obviously, there's some that didn't, but I feel like everyone who I wanted on the project is on the project.
All right. You
know? So, yeah, bro. They're just literally one by one, bro. Like, knocking it down one by one, one song at a time. Like, and if it didn't make sense, I just
put it to the
side. Just kept playing it, kept vibing it, kept asking people, you know? So, yeah, it was like that.
So, I mean, you just mentioned, you know, working with a lot of people because of energy. And now let's speak about side two. You featured some names that are synonymous to the Yano fraternity. And was this intentional? And are you maybe hinting something, Slick? Hey, don't leave us, man. Don't leave us.
No, I'm not. it's just to show that these worlds coexist.
Aha. Dope,
yes. Just to show you that these will coexist. It's one thing. We can make it one thing. We're not fighting.
Ah, no. That's beautiful, man. I mean, we spoke about, you know, the end of the trilogy, and it's finally here, but we are listening, man. So what is the next step for Slick? I know you kind of mentioned it, that it's time for new things, but what do you think is next for DJ Slick?
So just besides visuals and promoting the album, next time I'll do like just a whole bunch of collaboration tapes with a bunch of artists.
Yeah.
And attack this hip hop thing one bit at a time. You get me?
Yeah.
Like I'll probably have like, I don't know, maybe like 6 mixtapes at least with like different artists.
Goddamn. You
know? So it's like now it's like, okay, cool. Now I'm going to go work with people individually.
Uh-huh.
You know?
I hear you.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
that sounds exciting, bro. That sounds so much.
It does. Just imagine a tape with me and Poker, or a tape with me and, you know, just examples like just
a full on tape.
I'm gonna do things like that. Yeah.
Nah, I'm excited for that already. But you know what? We can go on all day, bro. But as we wrap up, what would you like to say? I know you have a lot of fans this side in Limpopo. What would you like to say to your fans out here?
Believe in your dreams. Believe in God. Believe in yourself. Sounds very, very cliche, but that's all I've done my whole life, you know. And yeah, that's what I can say, man. That's really all I've done my whole life. Just believing God, believing my dreams, believing myself, and we'll get you somewhere, like for real. Like if you really do what you're meant to be doing,
yeah,
we'll get far, man. Like just don't lose hope, because like the world like makes you, it makes it so easy to lose hope, you know.
Don't
fall part of it, because then the world wins and you lose.
Oh, man. Slid, my brother, thank you so much for taking your time to come and join us on the show. We are very, very excited, you know, to play your song that is within the album. So I've been arguing with my producer, actually, because the name of the song, do we say it's Triple M? Do we say it's M? What do we say on this song?
It's M.
I needed you to say it.
It's M.
Oh, okay. All right. I see you.
It's going to be a hard one to announce, but
I had to do it. My brother, thank you so much for joining me, man. All the best with your future endeavors. And thank you so much for giving us such a smash hit in 2024, my brother.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate the love.
One time. And that's how we wrap it up with DJ Slick.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.